Do you remember when you used to call a certain ticket company and you would order like circus tickets? And then all of a sudden you go to the mailbox like a couple of weeks later and you're getting magazines that you didn't even order?
Mm-hmm.
They still do stuff like that.
Do they?
I don't know if it's that same place, but there are other locations that do stuff where you end up with magazines and highlighter magazine and all kind of stuff.
I'm like, I look at...
Highlights.
Highlights.
Like Rolling Stone is what
whatever, y'all know what I meant.
The kids to
highlighters.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Are you talking about the magazine where you go find the animals in the picture?
Yeah.
Great.
I caught a highlighter.
Name nine differences between these two pictures.
And then it was Goofus and Gallant, right?
Nope.
Not sure you're talking about. But do you guys ever drink the water? Did you ever draw the turtle?
No.
Did you ever draw the turtle?
There used to be these advertisements in the back of different stuff and on TV where they would say, draw this turtle, and you could send it in, and you could be an artist.
Everybody was an artist, right? Because they just want to get the money.
I don't remember that.
You draw this turtle. I think it was like Tippy the Turtle or whatever. You draw the picture of this turtle, and you send it in, and they tell you where you're... Where you could actually go.
Is that where your Thomas the Turtle voice impressions came from?
No. And it's Tom, not Thomas.
Tom.
Hey, who's Thomas?
My name is Tom.
Only his mom calls him Thomas.
I am a turtle. Sometimes I like to cross the street when the light says don't cross the street, but I am a slow turtle.
I can see you drawing your turtle like, hey, my name is Thomas.
It's Tom.
Whatever.
Not Thomas.
That's true.
G105.
Hey everybody, it is Mike.
Total traffic.
Oh my God, did you hear
that? Erica's Dirty 30 on Bob and the Showgram. Brought to you by Time Warner Cable.
So Bob, you might find this interesting. One of your...
His check hadn't cleared yet.
Yeah, if you want to see the ring, you can go to bobandtheshowgram.com. It's up there, and that's the dirt, y'all.
Erica's Dirty 30 on Bob and the Showgram.
Hey, Frances Scott is back on the news tonight at 4 o'clock. She's going to be on the Showgram this morning about 8 o'clock.
I wonder if she's excited or if she's kind of like when a mom comes off of maternity leave. You're like, oh, man, I got to go back.
I'll bet you. So just watch and see. But I'll bet you she will see things differently than she did when she left. Bet you. But so...
And am I behind the loop? Why did she leave or...
You'll find out.
Okay.
It's a pretty interesting story.
Okay, because I didn't know.
I can't imagine.
Where is she at?
Can't imagine. Still so pretty. So anyway, she'll be in here about 8 o'clock. That's on the way.
Okay.
In just a little bit.
Yay.
So we were just talking about money and talking about, credit cards and stuff. Is there anybody, and we're going to turn on the voice changer, but we just want your calls. 1-855-SHOWGRAM. Is there anybody who's financially cheating on their significant other?
I feel so guilty, dude. So my wife's birthday is this coming up Sunday. And when you get married, you have mutual accounts. You put all your money into one account. Well, you never really think about it, but it starts to get kind of tricky because we're so used to just going places with no cash. And I can't do anything for her birthday, and I'm not going to do a lot. But the second that I buy what I'm planning on getting for her,
it shows.
She's going to know who... Yeah, she checks the account every day just to make sure stuff's clearing.
Right.
So I had to pull a little bit of money out, and so my little money clip is a little thicker than it usually is. Usually there's like $7 in there, and now there's like $107 in there, and there's a $100 bill in there. But I've been trying to keep a little bit of money out, hoping that she would notice so that I can do birthday stuff with that. And so yesterday, it was all just sitting out on the table, and it was all disheveled. And she's like, what's here? She was over there organizing. She's like,
easy, pimp.
Yeah, what's up? You got a $100 bill? And I was like, yeah, that's for... I got a tip when I was DJing, like just totally lying, and I'm such a bad liar. And I felt guilty because basically I felt like I was financially cheating on Lindsay. And it's so weird. We ran across this story today, and it said around 31% of people admit to hiding information about their debt, their purchases, their bank balances, financial information. They're financially cheating on their spouses.
Yeah. Okay, only when I go to a Harley Davidson store.
Do you always lie about how much you actually spent?
Well, I'll round it down. I do round it down.
Or do you do this? So, do you say, oh, no, I paid for that with a gift card?
Well, yeah. So what I'll say is you can't go to Harley-Davidson and walk out without spending $100 on something.
Yeah.
So you go to Harley-Davidson, and let's say it was $148 that you spent. So I'll say about $120. I don't know why. It just makes me feel better. So, you know, she never questions or says anything to me. So I don't know why I say it, but I will say, yeah, man, I had to go spend like, I don't know, $120 or something. And she won't say anything, but I'm thinking in my mind going, I know I spent like $148. I know.
Don't she feel guilty?
Kinda. Yeah, but then after I put it on my bike and I'm like, that's badass, and I'm okay.